on Planet 93.9, the Quad Cities Real Alternative Radio. It's Thursday morning, just after 8 o'clock. Time for Mike Schultz to let us know what he thinks about the movies. Welcome back, Mike.
Good to be here.
Schultz is the movie critic and an editor at the River Cities Reader.
Yeah, I'm going to disappoint you again this week. I liked everything.
You really did.
When he showed up.
I really did, yeah.
When he showed up, he was bragging about how he wasn't wearing a coat.
It's what a thrill. No coat, no jacket, nothing. In fact, I'm shirtless right now.
Hey, that was our suggestion.
Yeah.
Before we get into the movies, can I ask you real quick how things are going with the 12 Angry Jurors?
How nice of you to ask. Yes, indeed, 12 Angry Jurors, which I'm directing over at the Playcrafters Barn Theater in Moline. It's going incredibly well. I'm so proud of that cast. And audiences are digging it, and they're showing up, which is great. I don't know what else to say. I'm super happy. I haven't been this happy in years. And I'm not sure I've had this much fun in a show since, like, college. Every day was a blast. There was not, like, one issue. There was not one personality glitch out of 13 cast members. Everybody knew their stuff, and everyone likes each other. It's been such a treat.
So how many more opportunities do people have to see?
Three more. Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday at 3, and then we're done. Oh. Yeah. You've got some excitement going on tomorrow, David, my friend.
Oh, my God.
Come on.
That's all he talks about.
Yeah. You should. It's exciting news.
Yeah,
sports is back.
Comedy Sports returns, and they're letting me do the opening night. So
that's incredible. That's good for you, man.
That's happening at the Spotlight Studio. There's a handful of tickets still available.
If anybody yells out, do 12 Angry Jurors.
It might be me. I might just blow off my own show tomorrow.
What is he doing here?
Yeah, let's see if they can pull it off.
Good luck, the six of you. You know, yeah.
Let's talk about the movies.
Okay.
Now, you were very excited to see this Colin Farrell, Brendan Gleeson movie.
Sure was. The Banshees of Inisherin. Yes, it is. And it's delightful. Yeah. It is, which is also a bit of a problem because it's about best friends. And at one point, the older guy, Brendan Gleeson, turns against his friend and just says, I don't want to be your friend anymore for no reason whatsoever. And he keeps getting pestered by Colin Farrell. And finally, Brendan Gleeson says, every time you bother me from now on, I'm cutting off a finger and I'm going to give it to you as a present. And so basically the plot is like,
Is
he going to do it? It doesn't sound delightful. It sounds grim as all get out, but it's really charming and sweet and sad. I mean, it says a lot about kind of late middle-aged loneliness and the limits of loyalty and friendship and stuff. And it was just wonderful. It was a little bit, I wished it was a little darker, but I'm fine with likable, as you know. It was just incredibly sweet, really well performed. Best thing Colin Farrell's ever done. And Gleason is always great, of course. And an actress named Carrie Condon. Do you watch Better Call Saul?
No.
Okay. All right. She was on that for years. And Barry Keoghan, who's going to be the new Joker to Robert Pattinson's Batman, plays like the village idiot and is really, really, really good.
To Colin Farrell's Penguin.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so I don't know if you want to answer this or not.
Okay.
Do we find out why he doesn't want to be?
Well, actually, it's not even a spoiler. It's just like, I'm in my 60s, and I don't have much more time on this planet, and I don't want to talk to boring people anymore.
And that's
it's as simple as that. It's like, I just don't have time for you, you know?
Okay, so there's no
it's not
grand secret or anything.
Not at all. Yeah. It's just, I'm old and you're dull. And and so that breaks your heart, because it's like, it's not the kid's fault. He's boring.
Yeah.
He lives on an island in Ireland in 1923.
There's nothing going
not
on.
Not a lot
world.
Happening, right? And so, he's Colin Farrell's only friend. And so, once he gets dumped, basically, he's like, "Well, what do I do?" He has no one else to hang with. Yeah. And so, your heart breaks for both of them.
Yeah.
But it's also really funny. It's great. I think you guys would love it.
Okay. What is Armageddon Time?
Armageddon Time's good. That is a kind of a coming of age story set in Manhattan in 1980. It's by a writer-director named James Gray, who's really quite talented. And it's all about a kid who goes to public school. He's like, I think he's a sixth grader in public school. And he makes friends with an African-American student who everybody bullies because it's Manhattan in 1980. And it's an all-white class except for this kid. So our protagonist befriends him, and they get in all sorts of trouble together. So much trouble that the main boy's parents ship him off to private school, but the kid is Jewish, and so he goes to private school where no one likes the Jews. And so it's kind of like, I see what everybody, how everyone was treating my friend. So it's a little after school, especially. It's a little bit, I mean, you kind of, it's sentimental and you can see where it's going, but it's really well acted. Anne Hathaway is tremendous. Anthony Hopkins is awfully, awfully good. Jeremy Strong from Succession is in it. And it's just, and it's not tearjerkery. You know, it doesn't feel like they're pushing the emotion on it. Yeah. It feels honest. So I really quite liked it. It was good.
The movie that you really love the most, though, is something called Decision to Leave.
Yeah, I could watch that every day, I think. That's playing in Iowa City over at Film Scene. It's basically like a Korean take on Vertigo. It's like a Hitchcock. It's about the detective investigates this guy who's a mountain climber who falls off the mountain, and they have reason to believe his wife actually murdered him. And then the detective kind of falls in love with the wife, who seems innocent-ish, but you're not quite sure. But it's a really adventurous and brilliantly filmed and kind of playful and scary and funny Hitchcock movie.
Yeah,
It is a blast. It's got so many inventive little set pieces and great comic bits that you don't see coming. And then it ends in like this perfect resolution where I was like, oh, that's beautifully plotted. And then there's 45 more minutes where the story kind of starts up again. And you're like, oh, wait a second. We're not done.
Yeah.
There's more. And everything else that happens is just incredibly twisty again. And it turns the whole story on its head. I don't want to say too much because it's the surprise is most of the fun. It's a great time though. It's in Korean. It's 2 hours and 20 minutes, and I didn't want it to end. So great. Yeah. I wish we'd get it here. I wish more people would see it.
Well, that's the kind of movie I imagine we'll get when that theater opens in downtown Davenport.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Yes, the Blue Box guys. Mm-hmm. They will.
When is that going to open? Do they know?
I thought we were here in like April-ish, maybe. So April or May.
Spring. I thought I read spring. Yeah.
Spring, okay.
Yeah, just a block from the office. That's going to be great.
The big movie that you're watching this weekend. Well, there's a small movie. Let's talk about the small movie that you're going to see.
Oh, yeah. It's called After Sun, which is a story about a father and child who kind of go off on a road trip. He's estranged from the kid's mother, but the father is like 23 or 24, and the kid is like 10.
Oh, wow.
And so it's like, and so they're almost more like siblings than they are father and child. But it's getting insanely good reviews, and it's got a really strong actor named Paul Mescal in the lead. So I'm going to go see that. For an appetite, for a palate cleanser. That's what I'm looking for.
And then the big movie that has already made a ton of money, just in advanced sales. What did we say yesterday? It's something like...
Oh, I haven't heard about this.
Oh, it's Black Panther's already...
Is it 40 million already?
Already sold like 45 million in advanced ticket sales.
Okay.
Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. The people of Wakanda fight to protect their home from intervening world powers as they mourn the death of King T'Challa.
That trailer is pretty darn moving, I got to say. Yeah. I mean, I'm super excited for this because it looks like it's going to be like an example of collective grief, you know? Right. I mean, they're going to go full out with, doesn't it suck that Chadwick Boseman died?
Yeah, right,
you know?
Right,
I mean, we're not even going to pretend around that. That's going to be the subject of the movie.
Right.
It sounds really interesting too. It sounds like Submariner shows up. The DC character?
Namor,
the Marvel character?
Yeah, you know, as far as like Marvel characters go, that's one that I'm excited to see.
Me too.
Because he's a complicated dude.
Yeah, I always dug him in the comic books.
That could be interesting, but I think more interesting is going to see how they navigate. It would have been much easier to just recast.
But uproar. I really do think fans would have revolted. I mean, they still would have gone, so I don't even know what I mean by that.
Yeah.
But, you know, but I think there would have been a lot of unfair comparisons. He's no Chadwick Boseman,
right,
you know?
Right.
So I like it. And I like that it's also going to then put the focus on most of the women in the cast. I mean, it's mostly the Letitia Wright show, if I'm hearing this correctly.
Right.
And Angela Bassett is back, of course, and Lupita Nyong'o. And yeah, I can't even wait. And it's supposed to be also like a kind of reminiscent of how we all got out of COVID kind of very delicately, and this like, how do we deal now with this whole new Wakanda without T'Challa in it? So,
oh gosh,
and it's 2 hours and 40 minutes, but it's not 3 hours and 13 minutes like some upcoming movies. So,
well, you've got some movies to go see, young man.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Off he goes. He's Mike Schultz. You can read his reviews in the pages of the River Cities Reader and online at rcreader.com. Mike, thanks as always for joining us.
A pleasure. Thank you.